Monday, May 1st, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A lot of ag sector Republicans have been trying to inform the White House, administration, and Donald Trump of the importance of trade to the sector, and particularly the importance of NAFTA. He did not appear to have listened and was prepared to go ahead with an order to end NAFTA. Sonny Perdue reportedly made a difference by showing the president a map in his Oval Office of who would be hurt by ending NAFTA, pointing out that you voted for him. That and a phone call from the Mexican president reportedly pulled him back from the brink to where he agreed to renegotiate. We have no idea whether that was mostly theatrics, part of the art of the deal, but so far Trump has not made it clear what specifically he wants to change about NAFTA. It is typically tirade without substance. He is blocked by congressional rules from beginning the process of renegotiation until his U.S. trade representative is confirmed, which has not happened yet. He also continues with his build the wall and make Mexico pay for it election challenge. This NAFTA thing will not be settled as quietly or reasonably as the ag sector would hope, and although he professes to like farmers, we are in the way of much of his trade policy. Sonny Perdue also needs some time with the president to explain to him the importance of immigrant labor to the U.S. food supply chain. There were deluges in the Delta, Arkansas, and Missouri, with heavy rain in the eastern Corn Belt, some snow in the Dakotas and Nebraska flattening wheat, and more precip again in the western Corn Belt. The 6 to 10 day forecast was for normal temperatures for the Corn Belt, except for the eastern Corn Belt that remains cold. The 6 to 10 day precipitation went below normal. The overnight temps now warm into the 40s. There should be a planting window open up in our region. It is in part a matter of whether you got rain or were deluged. It takes a longer time to recover from a deluge. There will be more planting progress reported, and it might not be so far behind the average. But that progress has stopped, and it will be a matter of getting it going again. Farmers here held off planting voluntarily, and now there will be no more of that. I think that the corn in the ground is fine, but time will tell. The month of May has started off with upside opening chart gaps for the month in corn, soybeans, and wheat. It could be something big, or it could fizzle by turnaround Tuesday. Funds went into May with a record short position, so there's plenty of short covering potential if the trend has turned. Snow would actually protect wheat, but 50-mile-an-hour winds don't. The Kansas Wheat Tour is well-timed to check it out. Neither soy product joined the rally with as much enthusiasm, opening no chart gaps. After all, problems planting spring wheat and corn will just further support soybean acreage. And weather has had no impact on 2017 soybean production potential yet. The burdensome old crop stocks balance sheets will continue to put a damper on upside potential. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. On the hogs. June lean hogs ended last week with a $14.00 premium to the cash index. Cash has got a lot of work to do to catch up. One of the new hog plants to come online this year is called Prime Pork. It is starting its processing startup in Windom, Minnesota. It is owned by Minnesota billionaire Glenn Taylor. They have to ramp up production and have an objective of killing 6,000 head of hogs a day by July. Businesses that Taylor owns tend to be successful. Okay, maybe not so much the Timberwolves. I believe that the Sioux City Seaboard Triumph Pork Plant intends to start its processing in July. Recent daily kills have been running close to the 445,000 head a day, which is considered to be the current industry capacity. The Windom plant would boost that to 451,000 head, and the Sioux City plant to 461,000 head. The Clements Pork Plant in Michigan is starting to hire, and is expected to begin processing late this year, adding another 10,000 head to the daily U.S. kill. The question is, given that the pork product market has been struggling with the current rate of slaughter, it'll be interesting to see how it handles the weight of the new record production this fall. It'll also be interesting to see how well the integrators match their level of production to the new kill capacity. If they fully fill the new shackle space, then there is no new competition really for hogs to supply the kill. The industry was expecting the TPP and other trade expansion that fell by the wayside. The hog industry will be testing a lot of unknowns by late this year. It is May beef month, but frankly, all the May cattle died in April, and they are killing June cattle on show list now. Given a whopping 624,000 head kill last week, there's certainly no sign of packers cutting back. They cannot kill that many cattle and not keep the front-end supply drained. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.